The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. And if you are ready to be motivated and inspired to achieve success, then stay tuned. I've got a wonderful show for you today. I'm actually going to be taking the mic today, and I'm going to be talking about communication. As many of you know, I do a lot of communication training. I provide results-focused communication solutions, whether you're trying to build a team or you're trying to have more employee development or more interpersonal skills in communication as well. So that's where I focus all of my energies when I'm not on the air, as I work for companies or organizations, or sometimes I do private coaching as well, all in the communication arena. So I thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about communication, because communication is that one area that is exceedingly important to your career and your personal and professional success. I mean, let's face it. I mean, in order to solve problems, you need good communication skills. In order to resolve conflict or disagreements with another person, you really need good communication skills. Good decision making is also grounded in communication skills. You know, one of the goals of communication is to be understood, and to also to truly understand what the other person is telling you. I mean, you both may speak the same language. In this country, it's English. But just because you're both speaking English doesn't mean that you're really understanding one another. And then the other piece is, if you're ever trying to persuade somebody towards maybe your point of view, or maybe a decision that you think your organization or company or department should move into, you need good communication skills as well. Now, I do want to tell you there is a myth around communication. And that myth is that communication is not a magic pill. It just isn't. I mean, I wish it was, but it isn't. You know, you could have all the best communication skills there are, but, you know, you still are going to have disagreements with people. There are still going to be people that you have communication with that you're not going to see eye to eye with, that you might have differences of opinion, different views. You know, one of the problems that gets in the way sometimes is that we have different views or tapes in our head. We have an election coming up here in the United States, and people have different views on different candidates. So you have different views. But one of the real keys around communication is to be able to present your information in a way that you can be understood, and to ask questions or use communication skills in a way that you can better understand the points of views of others. So communication competence is really all about the ability to communicate in a personally effective and socially appropriate manner with one or more people. So today, this topic of communication is a huge topic. So I can't give you all the tools and tips and strategies in this 1 hour session, but I am going to cover some of them. For example, I do want to talk about some of the different types of communication. I want to talk about sabotaging, or how you shoot yourself in the foot in communication. So talk about those sabotaging behaviors that you might be involved in that do not serve you well. I want to talk about some of the barriers to communication. And then, of course, I'm going to give you some tips on effective communication strategies as well. So let's talk about communication a little bit more. First of all, you need to understand that communication is a process. It is a process. And that process is one person who wants to share their ideas, their thoughts, and their feelings about something to another person. And then that person will then take that information in, and then they will share their ideas, their thoughts, and their feelings back to the first person. So this is kind of like a little loop. You know, this little process where I put my thoughts and feelings and ideas together. I decide on the channel that I'm going to send that communication through, and then I send you that communication. So like that channel could be face-to-face. That channel could be written communication. That channel could be texting. It could be IMs. It could be in a webinar. There's a lot of different channels that I could use. For example, in this case, I'm using the radio as a channel to communicate my ideas, thoughts, and feelings to you, the listener. And then you have a choice of whether or not you would like to share your ideas, thoughts, and feelings back with me, which many of you do in emails, which, by the way, I really appreciate. So it's by when you share those ideas, thoughts, and feelings back with me that I know that sometimes when I take the mic, what I need to focus on, which is the hence of the topic of this hour, is that I've received some emails that said, really would like to learn more about communication strategies. So I went, okay. So I'm giving you feedback as well. So in looking at this process of communication, there are a number of things that are really important to remember when you're trying to communicate with somebody. One is clarity. How clear are you in sending your message? One of the problems with that is we often think in specific terms, but we tend to speak using general terms. So we think specifically, but we speak generally, and that creates a problem. So the other person doesn't always get the full, all the information or all the different details of the information that they're needing to really understand what you're saying. Another one is accuracy. Now, there are some people who are real accurate in their communication, and there are others who are not so accurate in their communication. For example, a statistic might be, well, one person might say it's around 30 to 40% of X. Well, that's not really specific, whereas another person might say, you know, it's exactly 57%. So the accuracy of the communication is important as well. Are you really being giving all the accurate statements around a communication? Or are you just making generalization statements? Another one is how complete are you in your communication? Are you giving all the information that a person needs to hear in order to be able to act on the communication that you're having with them? And timeliness, you know, sometimes it's just not a right time to talk to somebody. You know, timeliness is an important piece. You know, and we sometimes fail in understanding what another person's right time is in having that communication. And so we need to be sensitive to whether or not a person is in a good spot in order to have a communication, a good time to have a communication. So one of the things that you can do is to ask, is this a good time for us to have a conversation around X, whatever the X is? That's why people set appointments a lot of times, so they can set that time aside, so they can give their devoted attention to you when making having a communication interchange. So I want to talk about some of the real blocks to communication? Because I think this is a real important piece in understanding some of the problems with communication. One of them is noise. One of them is noise. So whenever you're communicating to another person, there is always noise involved. That noise can be external noise. You know, like if you had a truck going down the street, it might create some noise. But that noise could also be internal as well. That noise could be the person not feeling well. That noise can be, well, when I get through with talking to you, I've got to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this. And so they have this internal noise or chatter going on that's preventing them from really listening to what you have to say. So you need to be aware of the noise. Sometimes when I'm teaching management classes or communication classes, I'll notice that my participants may grab a jacket and put it on. Well, their noise is that they're cold in the room. So they're more interested in how they're going to get warm than they are on what is being taught. On the other hand, if it's like around lunch hour, I have sometimes I'll notice people looking at their watches. And so I'll need to say, yep, we're going to break for lunch in just the next three or four minutes or the next 5 minutes. And then I usually try and stick to that time exactly. So I try and pay attention to how much time I'm really using. So noise is one of the problems that really, really interferes with our ability to communicate effectively. So think about it. If you're communicating with somebody and they are on their phones texting to somebody else, are they really paying attention to you? No. They're being distracted by another conversation that they're having in their texting messages. So need to be paying attention to the different distractions that not only interfere when you are communicating with others, but what are those distractions that interfere when you're trying to communicate with somebody else. Another real block to communication is the tapes that we play in our heads. You know, we all have been raised a different way. We have different beliefs and values and attitudes, and they sometimes get in the way. And so what ends up happening is we'll observe a communication or we'll observe an interaction, and then we put our own filters to what we've just observed. And because of those filters, those tapes we play in our heads, we derive our own meanings, we draw our own assumptions, we draw our own conclusions, and then we draw actions based upon that information. And what the problem is that those assumptions, conclusions, and actions can be wrong because of the tapes that we play in our head. And those tapes come into play when so one of the questions you ask is, so how do I get these tapes? Well, the way you were raised, the environment you were raised in. Were you raised in a farm? Were you raised in a city? Were you raised with a handicapped parent? Were you raised with a handicapped sibling? Were you raised in an area that was had violence? All those different factors can create a tape in how you see the world. It's like looking through a pair of sunglasses because of the tapes that you've played in your head. For a good example might be, let's say you had a wonderful, wonderful little dog that was just your best friend in the world. So because of that, every time you go to meet a dog, you may be thinking that all dogs you meet are going to be these wonderful, friendly little dogs, when in fact some of those dogs may not be friendly and may bite you. But nonetheless, that was a tape you played in your head, that because of my experiences with my own dog, who was super friendly, and when I go to meet a new dog, I assume that dog's going to be friendly as well. And so those tapes can get in the way. You know, I see we need to take a quick break here. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that you do that shoots yourself in the foot or sabotages the communication that you give. Stay tuned. This is Deanne DeMarco, today's Inspiring Women.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com for more information.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women. And today we're talking about communication. Before I get into the sabotaging of a message, before break, I gave you some background information on communication, but there's a lot of different types of communication, because one of the things we talked about was being appropriate in your timeliness of communication. And there's different kinds of communication. There's written communication, there's telephone communication, there's face-to-face communication. And depending on what you're trying to communicate will depend on the type of mode or channel of communication that you're going to use. You know, for example, if I've got something that's really, really complex that I'm trying to communicate with somebody, I may want to write it down. If I have something that's really quick, quick response, quick answers, a quick follow-up to something, I might use telephone. And with telephone, I have a lot of different choices. I can pick it up and use real live time telephone where I'm actually talking to the person when I call them, they actually answer the phone. So it's live communication. Or it can be a text message, or it can be an IM. You know, so there's a lot of things. Or you could voicemail as well. For example, when I was a manager, a lot of times what I would do is I would leave a blanket voicemail message to all of my employees that worked for me. For example, we're going to have a brown bag luncheon on Thursday. Don't forget to bring your brown bag. Or I might say, our staff meeting is going to be on Thursday and I'm buying the pizza. Just show up at 11 o'clock. So I would do that in a voicemail broadcast type of telephone message. And sometimes we need to have face-to-face communication. One of the things that we're finding with, especially with all the texting going on these days around the world, is that we're finding that texting works great in some circumstances, but the face-to-face communication is still the most meaningful of all. And there are times when you want to use face-to-face communication. So think about that just a minute. So have you thought of a time when you definitely want to use face-to-face? Well, one of those times is in conflict, in dealing with conflict. Face-to-face communication works best in trying to resolve a disagreement or a conflict versus any of the other forms of communication. It's also easier to understand how a person is feeling around a certain situation in communication if it's face-to-face as well. So that's one of the things that works really well. So I want to go over some of the different modes of communication. You know, one of the problems that we're finding today in the working environment is that we have a lot of virtual or global teams. And so if virtual and global teams, we're starting to use more and more technology to be more effective in working with virtual and global teams with communication, using a lot of web or Skype. So we can actually see the person when we're having a conversation with them. So timeliness with someone in a virtual global team is also really important. For example, let's say part of my team was in China and I'm here in the United States. So it may be good that, you know, someone's going to have to be in their evening hours and someone's going to be in the normal daytime. So that'd be a good example of a time when we'll have it at 11 a.m. Chicago time, Central Standard Time. And then next month, we'll do it at 11 a.m. in Hong Kong time or whatever time in the other country it is. So each person gets a chance to have that conversation in a normal working time. I hope that makes sense, but it's really important to pay attention to those types of things. Another thing that people often don't talk about with communication are the three basic elements of communication. The three basic elements of every communication is the emotional response for the message that was given, the proof that you use with developing your argument, and the credibility you have with that communication. So let's start with the credibility, actually. So I actually started off this hour with giving you a little bit with of what I do, and that I provide results-focused communication solutions to my clients. I could have added that I have numerous degrees in the field of communication. I could have added that I've been a conflict mediator during the first Gulf War crisis, that I've written numerous communication books. I could have used all those things to communicate with you my credibility for talking about communication. For those of you who had been following me for a while now, I'm assuming that you know a lot of that information already. But so that credibility piece is a real important piece. So therefore, I'm talking about a topic that I know something about. So you're not going to hear any topics from me on electrical engineering or how to improve your health, because I don't have any credibility in that arena or on those subjects. So I need to make sure that what I'm talking about, I have the credibility to talk about the items that I'm going to talk about. So the same thing is true with you. You need to be really true to yourself and only talk about those things that you have expertise in. Because if you don't, your credibility is shot and people are going to tune you out. They're not going to give any weight to the information you're giving. Then the second part of communication is the proof piece. And the proof piece is when you're giving communication, especially if you're trying to resolve a conflict or trying to sway people to a certain decision, what are those logical arguments that you're using to try and help them understand what you're trying to say? So that logical proof. So you make sure that you use information or communication that another person can logically follow along with your train of thought. And the third one is the emotional response. So when you hear a message, you're going to have some sort of emotional response about it. You're going to say, I kind of agree with that. Or, I don't agree with that at all. You know, so you have some sort of emotional response, or sometimes that response is neutral and says, I want to hear more. I don't really know if I agree with you or I don't agree with you. So you might have a neutral response, but nonetheless, you have some sort of emotional response to a communication message, whether positive or negative or indifferent, and you just need to have more information. So be aware that when you're communicating with people, that they may not be understanding what you are saying. All right, before the next break, I do want to talk about sabotaging your message. And I do want to talk about what are some of those things that you do that shoots yourself in the foot and prevents you from communicating well with others. Well, one of them is respect. Yep, you heard it right. Respect. You know, I just had a book published on the generation gaps, and you've heard me talk about generations. The whole idea of respect has changed across generations. With the older people that you might be speaking with, respect is expected. Whereas with the younger generations, respect is seen as a two-way street. But in communication, respect is an important element of communication. If you do not respect, and if the other person does not respect you, the communication is going nowhere. So you need to have respect for the person that you're trying to communicate with. Does that mean you have to agree with everything they're saying? No, you don't. But you do have to respect their point of view. And you need to make it clear that you do respect their point of view. Sometimes even saying, you know, I respect your point of view. I'd like to hear what you have to say. So sometimes a real simple little sentence. Another thing that you do that can sabotage yourself is an unclear purpose. Why am I speaking to you on X? What's the purpose of communicating, having this communication with you? So you need to be really clear that your purpose has been understood. You know, with this show, I make it really clear every week that the purpose of the communication that we're going to have on air is to help you build career and professional success. More of a mentoring type of show where you get advice and how to be more effective as a leader, as a communicator, as a manager, as a business professional. So the purpose of your communication messages also needs to be clear. What is the purpose of telling you a story? One of the things that drives me absolutely loco is someone who wants to tell me a story about their uncle who is sick in some hospital somewhere, or how this uncle is driving them crazy. I'm sitting here going, and why should I listen to the story? What's the purpose for you to tell me about your uncle with all of his problems, wherever they are? And that's one of the ways that we sabotage ourselves, is we get started down a story or we get started down a communication and we have not made it clear up front the purpose of having that communication. So with that, are you communicating to somebody to help them, or are you communicating just to hear yourself talk? And you need to know that there are people that do not pay attention to that. And the people that do not pay attention to that and are just talking to talk is a professional who is really not doing themselves any good service. In fact, they're sabotaging themselves and shooting themselves in the foot. I see we only have one more minute to break, but I want to give you one more in here. Another one is not listening. Not listening is a great way of sabotaging your communication message. You need to be able to listen to what the other person is saying. You need to just not go off on your own tangent without paying attention to what somebody else is trying to tell you. And we've already talked about listening in an earlier episode, but one of the things that you can do with listening is to ask questions to show that you are listening. I see that we need to take a quick break here. So let's break away. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some more sabotaging areas. I'll just mention one or two more. And then I'll give you some additional tips on communication. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deanne DeMarco.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women. I'm just going to pick on, there's a whole list of ways that you can sabotage your communication. I just want to pick on one or two more. One of them is ignoring nonverbal cues. Nonverbal communication is at the soul of communication. You know, we use our words to try and convey thoughts, ideas, and feelings. But it's our nonverbal communication that lets the other person into whether or not we're agreeing with them or not. So when you're having a communication with somebody, try and pay attention to their nonverbal cues. Are they nodding their head that they hear you, or they got a look on their face that says, you know, I'm just not really sure I understand what you're talking about? So you need to pay attention to those nonverbal cues, because people may not say that they're lost on what you're trying to say, but their nonverbal cues will give it away that they really are. So you need to pay attention to that. And the last one I want to just throw out here real quick is finishing the other person's thoughts. You know, the problem is we can only speak so fast, and our minds work at a much faster pace than we can possibly speak. And one of the problems with communicating with somebody else is that we tend to finish their sentence for them. And that's really frustrating to the other person when you finish their sentence. So you need to stop. You need to pause. Even, you know what they're going to say, let them finish their sentence. So the other thing I want to talk about, just a few more things, is some communication barriers that prevents people from really communicating effectively together. And one of them is some of the nonverbal actions. For example, I had this one employee that worked for me, and she used to wear these charm bracelets all the time. And every time she'd talk to me, she'd fiddle with her charm bracelet and would go round and round on her wrist. It would just drive me zonkers. I wanted to just reach out and grab her hand and say, stop it. Of course, I couldn't do that. But I wanted to because it was so distracting that it created a barrier for what she was trying to tell me. And so I really had to focus very, very hard on her message. At one point, I finally said, you know, your bracelet is preventing me from hearing your message, and I really want to hear your message. And there's nothing wrong with communicating that what the person is doing could be interfering. Another one is snapping. People who snap their fingers all the time, that creates barriers to them communicating with you and for you to be able to focus on what they're saying because they're snapping all the time. Another one is facts only. Are you paying attention when someone's talking to you only what the facts are, or are you trying to get the whole message? So one of the things that interferes with communication is somebody who is really hung up on just give me the facts only, as far instead of trying to understand the whole message. So those are some things that can interfere. Another one that we see, and we've been seeing it in the last, maybe 10, 15 years, more and more, are facial expressions. There are certain, like ADHD, where a person will just get this blank stare on their face and like stare out into space. And you can't communicate with that person because they have become disengaged from the communication. Well, the same thing can happen with our own facial expressions. Sometimes our facial expressions can interfere with the person who's trying to communicate with us. So you need to, when you're having a communication with somebody, pay attention to what is your face doing? You know, what are the nonverbal features of your face? Are you smiling? Should you be smiling when you're smiling? Are you frowning? You know, what is your face doing? Are your eyes scrunched? You know, are you raised an eyebrow? What is your face doing when a person is talking to you? Because that can interfere. You know, one of the effective communication strategies that I love to teach and I love to tell people and I love to use is the what I call the formula for successful interactions. And the formula for successful interactions starts out with when you, and then it goes to I feel, because I would like, because, what do you think? So those are the beginning parts of the different sentences. So when you, and then tell the person what they're doing. So when you tell me a story about your uncle and his problems in the nursing home, I feel confused. So with the feeling one, you go, I feel, and then you put, what's the emotion that goes along with that? So what is that emotion? You could be irritated. You could be angry. You could feel sorrow. You can feel confused. You can feel frustrated. You know, whatever that feeling is. So because you're trying to be transparent in your communication. So when you're telling me a story about your uncle in the nursing home, I feel confused because, and then you're giving the rationale. So why are you confused with what the person is communicating with you? So when you tell me your story about your uncle in the nursing home, I feel confused because I'm not sure what the purpose of that communication is and what you want me to hear from that communication message. And then you go into what's the desired state. So what I would like is that you help me understand the purpose of what you're going to talk about. then you end up with a because, the rationale, because now I can focus on your message more intently. And then you end with, what do you think? So it's when you, I feel, because I, what I would like, because, what do you think? And this is a great, great tool. It works for a lot of circumstances. It works if you're in conflict with somebody or you have a disagreement with somebody. It works in customer service interactions. It works in so many different ways. This is just a wonderful, wonderful tool in communicating effectively. That's why I call it the formula for successful interactions. It's when you, I feel, because I would like, because, what do you think? It's really a good one. You know, one thing I will say real quickly as a caveat here, is that in a conflict situation, you need to understand that there are two parts to that conflict. There is the emotional piece, and then there's the reasoning piece. And you need to be able to work through the emotional piece first before you can get to the reasoning piece. And this formula for successful interaction is one way of helping you do exactly that. So far I've talked a lot about what communication is. I've talked about some of the barriers to communication, talked about how you sabotage yourself in the foot. You know, so there's just a lot of different aspects to communication. You know, one of the things with communication that we use a lot on a day-to-day basis is that we're always giving people feedback on information that they have been telling us. So you need to really understand that feedback model just a little bit. So are you giving someone feedback because they want that information, or are you telling them or giving them feedback to make you feel good? So that's one of the things you need to really truly understand, is that feedback is best served when the person has asked for the feedback. So sometimes we give feedback around giving instructions or corrective feedback, and we also give positive feedback as well. And when communicating with people, you really need to understand, what is your tone? How are you coming across with your tone? Are you coming across happy? Are you coming across, I'm concerned? Are you coming across fearful? How is your tone? Are you coming across monotone, that you really don't care? So what's your tone? How are you communicating vocally to another person? Also, the length of your sentences is important. People have a hard time in understanding really long sentences. People work better with short sentences or phrases as compared to really long. And that's one of the differences between written communication versus verbal communication. In written communication, you can use longer sentences. In verbal communication, it works best if you have shorter sentences. So the length. Another one is the location. Where are you having this communication? Let me give you an example. Would it be appropriate for me to have a discussion around a problem I'm having at work at the movie theater? Well, no, right? Because you're there to watch a movie. Well, so that location is not appropriate. Would it be appropriate for me if I'm the manager and I need to correct your performance, would it be okay for me to correct your performance in front of a group of your peers? No, it wouldn't. So your location of your communication is also important. So make sure you're picking the right location to have your communication. And the other, another piece along with that is, what are the reactions the other person is giving you based upon the communication that you're giving? Are they understanding you, or are they confused by the information that you're giving? So you need to be aware of that as well, is what is going on as far as their response to the communication. You know, I see that we're almost out of time here. We need to take a quick break. I want to get back into some more techniques around sending messages so you can be more effective in your communication. And when we come back from break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. This is Deanne DeMarco with today's Inspiring Women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
You are tuned into today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with today's Inspiring Women. So I want to give you some more strategies in sending messages. So in sending messages to another person and being really, really effective, you need to be thinking about giving messages that are in a, what I call a supportive versus defensive mode of communication. So being supportive and being descriptive in describing your thoughts by asking questions to gain information or your perception of the situation. You need to use more of a problem-solving type of orientation versus a command and control type of communication. So approach your communication from a let's solve this problem together. Another one is to be empathetic to another person. In other words, try to identify with the other person's understanding and their feelings around the message that you're communicating with them. Does that mean you have to agree? No, you don't have to agree, but try to understand their perspective on whatever it is they're trying to communicate. And then equality. I mean, that's showing respect with the other person, not talking down to them or talking to them like they're a moron. You know, trying to be being on an equal playing field as far as showing respect and that you value their communication with you and you value that relationship, because communication is all about building connections and building those relationships. So in sending messages to another person, you know, clarity is at the top of the list. You need to be crystal clear on what you're trying to say. And you need to say it in your own words. You know, all too often we try to use somebody else's words and the meaning just doesn't come across as well. You need to be using your own words when sending a message. Second of all, you need to be complete and specific. You're going to hear me mention that word specific over and over and over again. What are you specifically trying to tell somebody? Be as specific as possible. Don't assume that the other person knows. It's one of the things that drives me nuts is when a person assumes I know what they're talking about. And I don't. You know, I love my husband, but sometimes when he watches sports, he'll be talking about them and they and he did this. And I have no idea who the them or the they are and who the he is. And then he'll switch topics midstream and start talking about a different team in the middle. You know, I know he's excited about it, but I am like totally lost on what he's talking about. So be really clear and specific with your communication so the other person knows that you're who you're talking about, who the they are, who the him or the her is as well. Another one in sending message is make sure you have verbal and nonverbal matching. So don't have a concerned look on your face when you're trying to say something supportive. So make sure that what your face is doing matches what you're verbally saying as well. One of the things that I always look for when I'm communicating with somebody is, what are they nonverbally telling me? One of the things that I would recommend actually is possibly getting a book on nonverbal communication so you understand what the nonverbal leakage is and what they are nonverbally telling you as well. Another one for sending a clear message is that sometimes you need to send the same message more than once. Yeah, you heard that right. You need to send the message more than once. The reason for that is because our minds operate at such a fast speed, our minds shut down in listening to you for a little bit. So what ends up happening, if the message is really, really, really important, you may need to send that same message more than once. And really important sentences or really important communications, you may need to send that message as many as three times because the odds are they may not have heard it, or maybe they only heard part of the message. They didn't hear the whole message. Use descriptive communication in trying to help the other person understand what you're trying to say. Use descriptive language. I use a lot of examples. For example, I gave you the example with the dog. That was trying to be descriptive. So use descriptive language to try and help the other person and understand what you're trying to say. And the last one I want to give you as far as sending messages is concerned is ask questions. Ask questions. Do they understand you? Do they understand what the purpose is of you having that communication with them? So you need to be really clear in your own words. You need to be complete and specific. Use verbal and nonverbal matching. Send the same message more than once. Use descriptive communication and ask questions. Do they really understand you? So some of the other things that come into play with using a supportive climate or establishing a supportive climate when sending messages is, what's your body position doing? Are you leaning forward to listen to the person, or are you sitting back with your arms crossed? Are you facing the person? Are you using nonverbal head nods to say, I hear you, go on? Are you communicating at a comfortable distance with the other person? You're not trying to have a conversation from across the room, for example. And what's your tone of voice? What's your tone of voice? Are you coming across with a tone of voice that says, yeah, I really want more information? You're saying, are you using a tone of voice that's just like, no, I don't really want to care what you're talking about? You know, so what is nonverbally that you're saying with your tone of voice as well? So when you're communicating with somebody, make sure that the other person is listening. Are they listening to you? Are they busy doing something else? Have you made it really clear what the purpose is of why you're having that communication with them? So you need to make sure that the purpose is clear on why you're having that conversation. You need to choose the right time and right place with the communication. You know, is this the right time? Is this the right place to have this communication? And one of the things that we have, and my husband and I have, is we have this little electric battery-operated candle by our bed. And at nighttime, we light the candle, and it becomes our candle time. And just before we fall asleep, we talk about any issues that are pressing on either one of our minds. And we have this candle timer. We talk to one another before we turn off the candle and go to sleep. So we have set this up for us, so we have this right time and place. And the last one, I'm not going to get very far today, but I want to give you some of these anyway, is making sure that you're not talking down to the other person, that you're treating them as an equal in the conversation. You know, each week I try and give you information either through a guest or through some of the communication that I have with you, and trying to help you to be more successful in your personal and professional life, to help spark your life growth. And every week I end with a quote in action. And the quote that I have for you today is from a guy by the name of Mike Lippman. And he says, people form habits and habits form futures. So your action for this week is to see what positive habits you have developed, and also to take notice of what new habits you need to develop in communicating with others. Well, this is Deanne DeMarco, today's Inspiring Women. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.